The Congressional Budget Office today revised its predictions for the federal budget over the next decade, adjusting for the biggest one-year drop in revenue in more than half a century. The CBO said the federal budget would run in the red until at least fiscal 2006 and perhaps well beyond. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
1 year ago, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office was projecting a 10-year surplus of more than $5 trillion. Today, it said deficits had returned, $157 billion for this fiscal year and $145 billion for the next. CBO Director Dan Crippen said the new numbers resulted mostly from a sharp reduction in federal revenue. Crippen said there had not been such a steep drop in the flow of money coming into the federal government since 1946, when Congress repealed or reduced the heavy taxes that had paid for World War II. Democrats blamed the 2001 tax cuts pushed by President Bush for the steep decline in government revenue. South Carolina Congressman John Spratt is the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee.
Since May of 2001, when Republicans passed their budget resolution, there have been about six updates of the budget and the economy, and every one of them has been worse than the other. The one we get today is no exception.
Spratt and other Democrats say as much as 40% of the loss of projected government revenue in the past year is due to the $1.5 trillion tax cut that was the centerpiece of the president's fiscal program. To date, though, few Democrats have been willing to call for outright repeal of the tax cut. They have resisted Republican efforts to extend the lower rates beyond their scheduled expiration in 2010. But Republican Jim Nussel of Iowa, chairman of the House Budget Committee, sees the equation differently. He said the revenue decrease had three causes.
The triple threat of the recession, the terrorist attacks, and our response to them, which includes strengthening our homeland security and fighting the war and stimulating the economy. And both parties in Congress joined in a bipartisan way in both their response to terrorism, their response to the war, and their response to stimulate the economy.
Nussel says the question now is whether the budget deficits will continue into the future, which he says is largely up to whether the Democrats can rein in spending.
The Democrats that I've been hearing about already kind of want to have their cake and eat it too. If you ask them to make a choice between spending and taxes, they say, well, we don't want to increase taxes, but they all want to spend more money.
But CBO Director Crippen said the biggest chunk of revenue loss was attributable not to tax cuts or higher spending, but to the recent economic slump, which meant less income for individual and corporate taxpayers to pay taxes on. In an economic sense, though, Crippen says, a few years of lower revenue isn't so bad if the federal government keeps spending in line and keeps the annual deficit close to zero.
We're not all that far from zero. So if there isn't a big change in legislation and policy and spending and taxes in the next few years, we should be relatively close to zero and may even see surpluses again before too long.
Crippen also noted that relative to the size of the current economy, the budget deficits predicted for the next 3 or 4 years are not nearly as dramatic as the deficits of the 1980s. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.